Oh my God, Marianne, you wouldn't believe how beautiful it was with the flowers. Oh my God, the dress. I can't even begin to talk about the dress right now. I'm gonna cry. I'll cry if I talk about the dress. It was gorgeous. And, you know, everything just went perfectly. I couldn't have asked for a better day. You know, everyone that I cared about was there. And it was just, it was a perfect day. I couldn't have asked for any more. I know. I was surprised that it went off without a hitch, too. I mean, I don't have that kind of luck usually. Things don't always go my way. But I'll tell you what, that day was Tawny R. LaFontaine's day. It was. What's that? Oh my God. Oh, Marianne, why do you let me go on and on about these things? It's time to start the show. All right, I need you up in the booth right now. Just go up there, and I will signal you when we are ready. Just go, Marianne. Please go. Carlos, get everything set up. Is the set ready? I don't know how to say it in Spanish, Carlos. Just get it ready. Is everyone, please take your seats. Take your seats. We are about to begin. The boys are ready. I'm getting here into the headset here that the boys are ready. Marianne, we are on in 5, 4. Hit it.
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Woo!
Whoa! Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Welcome to Sunday Morning Mimosa.
How are you
on Sunday?
It's been too long.
Oh, it is.
It's situated here. Hello. How are you?
Oh my God! There's Nico and Gula.
Nico Gula, gorgeous as ever.
Of course.
Oh God! And I love the welcome back baklava.
I know. It's
delicious.
I forgot how good it tasted.
Delicious.
Amazing. Have one too many pieces.
Hello to you. Hi.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. Please take your seats.
Let's get situated.
Yes.
Let's get situated.
We got to get started. We got a lot of business to attend to today.
It has been way too long.
Way too long.
First of all, how are you?
How are you?
I am Travis. Travis James.
Yep. You all know me. I'm Joe, and you're listening to Sunday Morning Mimosa. And, you know, it's been a while. We've done, we've been really busy.
We've been very, 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 very busy.
Very busy. And it's been a while since we actually sat down like this and had a proper show. You know, it's been a little bit of here and there. And
this is true.
Whatever you get.
Well, Anita and Gina have been filling in for us.
They have.
But actually, Anita and Gina are the reason that we haven't been around.
Exactly.
Really. They're keeping us quite busy.
They are.
Their live shows have been going very well.
Going extremely well.
They're private parties, club
gigs every week.
It's crazy.
It's taken off.
It's crazy.
It's taken off.
They found a home at Mix Cafe and Lounge in Astoria.
And they've taken them in and
made
it their own, really.
You can see them there on Thursday nights. We'll do a quick plug.
Sure, why not?
Thursday nights, they do the dating game there.
That's right. And then Sundays from 12 till 4:35.
Brunch.
You can see them there for brunch. And who doesn't love brunch?
I mean, really.
The food's great.
Live singing, musical numbers, costumes, comedy, your favorite aunt.
You pretty much get it all there.
You get it all.
So, needless to say, we've been extremely busy. Extremely
very, busy. Very busy. Holy, sorry. My fault. My phone. Sorry, everybody. My phone. I'm so unprofessional. It's been too long.
It's been a while, we're not properly prepped, but here we are. For those of you who haven't listened or haven't heard us do this, because it's been so long, we've gotten a lot of new listeners.
It's true.
This is the format that we usually have had in the past. In the past few months,
And can we say hello to all those people?
Yeah, thank you
so
much.
Your support, really. I can't. I mean, I know we're good.
Right.
I know we're good.
Oh, of course.
I mean, come on. But no, really, all of our new listeners, all of our new fans and friends that come see us every week.
Yeah.
In our live shows and listen to us here every week on SundayMorningMimosa.com and iTunes. Really, it means the world to us that you listen. We work really hard to bring you guys fun stuff. So thank you so, so much. And thank you to the people who have been with us for a very long time.
Yeah. We don't want to forget those people.
You jerks know who you are, so I won't even go
into
it.
No, we give them enough plugs.
Really?
So, you know, we're not going to do it this time.
We're not.
You know who you are.
We're not.
Anyway, so
You know what I think
we should do?
Yeah, I want to talk to Tawny.
Yeah, it's been a while. And again, speaking of the people who haven't heard, there's a very important part of our show that you may not have heard, or you may not have heard from, I guess.
But she's kind of famous.
But she is very famous. Very famous. She is...
Tawny.
Actually, the original MySpace tranny.
You guys remember MySpace.
She was the first tranny on MySpace. Not quite yet on Facebook, but she's coming soon.
Uh-huh. That's what she says, anyway.
So we're going to bring her out and talk to her a little bit.
Gil, is she ready? Our producer, Gil, everybody. Say hello to Gil. How are you, Gil? It's been too long. It's been way too long. Thank you for keeping Anita and Gina on track.
Yeah. He's an integral part of the show that you don't hear from or see and actually...
Do you want to come up and say...
He doesn't like that.
No, he doesn't.
No, he's sort of giving us the evil eye and giving us the keep moving sign. So we're just going to keep on going. But is Tawny ready? Because I see her feet under the door.
She looks like she's ready.
I think she's ready.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Your favorite in ours.
Yeah.
Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Please take your seats.
Hello, Tawny.
Thank you, boys. Yes. Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you.
Thank you, boys, again. It feels like old times.
It does.
It really does. Yes.
A little, I don't know, the song, but, I mean, you know, there was a time when this used to be my theme song, and they started using it for other people. And
it's for everybody now.
Yeah.
First of all, before we get into anything, I just need to tell you that I can't stay long.
Oh, okay.
I have somewhere to be right after, or, you know, pretty soon. So I can't stay for the whole show. I already made your mimosas, so everything's all set for that.
Yes. Okay,
so
good.
A little Dixie cups for everyone in the audience, so I want to get a taste of my famous mimosa.
Perfect.
But I can't stay for the whole time.
Why? What's going on, Tawny?
Well, let me just tell you about what I have to tell you about. The past weekend was Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yep.
And I have to tell you, I went to the most beautiful wedding I have ever attended in my life.
Wow, really? Who got married?
As you all know, I have two married Rottweilers, Louise Cottonball McDaniels and Robert David McDaniels.
Yes.
And they are so in love that they decided that they'd like to renew their vows on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, what am I supposed to do? They're in love. They want that. So I'm going to give it to them. So I threw them the most beautiful commitment ceremony ever. You should have seen Lorraine's dress. I pulled out the original one that she wore. I put on some embellishments, some bedazzles here and there. Just to, you know, update it a little. It's been quite a few years since the original wedding.
Right,
and then I pulled out Robert David McDaniel's tux, which also needed a little bit of updating. So that I actually brought to my good friend Roberta, who actually owns, you all know, she owns the trailer park, Happy Oaks, that I live in. And she's quite a seamstress, so she was able to... you know, take that and again, update it, add some sparkle to it, and, you know, just give it such a nice look.
That sounds really nice, I guess.
And on top of all that, the icing on the cake, if you will.
Was the icing
on
the cake?
I spent a good month with my Snow White teddy bear hamster, Bethany. She's gorgeous. Her fur is so shiny. Her coat, I get compliments on her coat constantly when people see her. So I spent a good month with her, training her to, and actually getting her certified as a justice of the peace so that she can preside over the whole ceremony.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that, but okay.
So I had her in the robe and everything with the tassels and put her up on a podium and she conducted the whole thing.
My God.
And, really? You know, I was a bridesmaid. As always. So I'm pretty used to that role. I have a closet full of bridesmaid dresses. So I picked the one that really complimented her dress the best. It was a beautiful teal, full length to the ankle, satin dress with huge, they're really large, poof that go on the shoulder. I don't really know how to describe it. But, you know, they're detachable. They're not actually attached to the dress because the top of the dress is a sweetheart top. So it's, you know, strapless, but it has these detachable or unattached poofs on the shoulders. It just really accents the whole thing. And then in the back is a large oversized mauve bow, which just brings out You know, it's that pop of color that really is needed to bring the whole dress together.
I can see that. Yeah,
it's hard to describe. I did take a lot of pictures, so I'm sure you'll be seeing them on MySpace. I'll upload them soon. And actually, speaking of the photos, that's why I have to go, because I had to go all out for this, and I wanted to remember the day, so I went to the best of the best in Queens. Photos by Fernando, of course. I met with Fernando himself, and he sent his best photographer out for the whole thing and got, from what he tells me, amazing shots. I'm going to look at the proofs right now. I have an appointment with him in 5 minutes, so I have to run over there. Because he's very busy. You can't just walk into Fernando's photos by Fernando and just get, you know, an appointment.
You have to
abide by Fernando's rules.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I'm running over there right now. I have to go. But like I said, your mimosas are ready, and look for those photos coming soon. They're gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I can't wait.
You boys have a great show, and will see you soon.
Good luck, Tanya.
Everybody, Tanya R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny.
Coming soon to Facebook.
Carlos! Carlos, what did you do with my jacket? Did you move it? I put it right here, Carlos. I need that jacket right now. I have to go. And my purse. I need my checkbook.
Well, Heather, what are you doing today?
Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm going to do.
We should probably give everyone a little update as to what's been going on with us.
Yeah.
Here we are in our fourth year of production.
Crazy, right?
And we were talking about this the other day, how we've kind of come full circle.
Yeah.
Because when we started the show, we were both jobless.
That's right.
And here we are again.
Again, we find ourselves jobless.
Now, you have a situation where you were laid off.
I was let go. Yeah, I was laid off. That's
right.
My place of employment was shut down.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Everybody that I knew.
Which is surprising because it's a big company.
It was a big company, yes.
And the company didn't shut down.
This one store, yes.
But my story, I think, is a little funny.
Yeah.
You know, I was at this job for about 3 years.
Yeah, you got it right around the time I started working.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I was fired. And, you know, first of all, for those who know me, and Steven here, who's on the show with us, you guys know this, when I told him I was fired, the first thing he says to me is, "What? You're not the type of person that gets fired. You're not a person who gets fired." And I don't think I could say it better myself.
No.
You know, they let me go because they wanted somebody who was dedicated to just this career.
Right. They wanted to go in a different direction.
Now, let me tell you, I was a glorified receptionist.
Right.
So
I can't really see that being anybody's career goal.
Right.
I personally.
Yeah.
But,
and I was very upset because it was a company I liked. But the story, here's my favorite part of the story. So they said, you know, they were referring to Mimosa being my other, you know, passion and drive and what I do.
Right.
And that they did not want that for this position. They want someone who just wants to sit at a desk for the rest of their life and greet people coming in, apparently. Which, that's fine. They're
entitled
to that.
If that's what you want
to
do.
That's fine.
No problems with that.
Right. I have higher ambitions. And anyway, so I had to go back there a week and a half later to turn in some paperwork. And now, it's no secret here that we all play characters here.
Yeah.
And I feel silly. I feel like I'm breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, yeah.
But I play Anita M. Buffum.
Of course.
Aunt Anita. And so I had to go in and turn this paperwork, and I'm leaving, and I'm going down the elevator, and the elevator opens, and it opens to the person that I believe is the one that made the decision to let me go. And this person says to me, "Oh, how are you? How are you?" And I'm like, "Good. I'm as good as can be."
Right.
And they say, "Well, I really hope you are good. And, you know, I want to know how things are." And I say, "You know, as good as can be." And then this person says to me, "Well, just think about it. Now you can just focus on being beautiful."
Wow.
You know what? I'm so glad that happened because it's a really good story.
Right.
You know, because...
What do you say to that?
Nothing. What can you say? My jaw was on the floor. Do I need to call GLAAD?
Right.
Because I feel like it was a little bit...
I don't know. I don't even have a comment on that story. I take it for what you will.
And this person was not alone. This was another ex-coworker from mine. And this other coworker also jaw on the floor. Like, both of us were just like, what? Does this person really mean this? I mean, right. Obviously, this person was probably just flustered in right. seeing me. Like, didn't expect to see
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you don't often get confronted with the people that you fired, you
but
know, a week and a half later.
Love this story.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wish I was in a position to just sit around and concentrate on being beautiful.
Right, right.
Although I do have to say... Is that something I need to put time into? Like,
is that... Obviously, they thought you were slacking. And they wanted to give you more time for that, I guess.
Let's do him a favor and let yeah. him go so he can just really... I mean, his
he
looks
really
are just fading.
To, yeah. That's what's important.
Oh, jeez.
You should have said you're not going to get much more beautiful with no money to then put into it.
Well, you know what? I think in the long run, it's a good thing.
Yes.
You and I have been working on Mimosa here... full-time now.
It was weird how it worked out. I mean, literally within a week of me getting laid off, and I knew for about a year and a half almost that I was getting laid off. But within a week and a half, all of a sudden, you're unemployed as well. We're all on unemployment together.
So we're pinching pennies.
That's right.
And we are working on the show full-time.
Yep.
So expect some really fun stuff. We're going to be shooting some new videos within the next couple weeks.
That's right. There's some really cool stuff coming up.
And
I'm excited.
Again, we're at Mix Cafe and Lounge every Thursday night
yeah.
and Sunday.
Definitely come and check it out. It's fun.
It's such a
it's
good
a
time.
Really good
brunch
time.
Is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at booking some other gigs. We've actually, this past week alone, have been asked to do three different private
yeah,
parties.
That's right.
So if you have a private party
yeah,
and want to book us, let us know. What else are we doing? We're working on original music with a wonderful musical theater
amazing.
Composer named David Malamud. He
yeah.
is amazing.
I mean, actually, we debuted one of those songs at our Valentine's Day performance at Mix on
Which,
what was it, Friday the 12th.
Thank you guys for coming out to that. I can't
yeah.
believe how quickly that sold out.
The response was great.
You guys are just amazing. Like, I'm blown away every time. And you think I get used to it, but every
yeah.
time I'm just blown away by you guys and your support. It just... It means the world to us. It really
absolutely.
Does.
But yeah, but
we debuted the song.
Debuted the new song, and it's so great. It's an original number from All Night Strut, which is...
Well, that's the story, right?
Right.
So it's an original song that David wrote for us that we've been working on writing with him.
Right.
In addition to some other songs that you'll hear, hopefully, within the near future. And the story that we wrote behind the song is that this is the song that Sheena Shantese,
yeah.
Anita and Gina's arch nemesis... sang in
Who
the
was
show
the lead in
yeah,
the show yeah
in the show All Night Strut that they toured with
right.
when they were younger in New Jersey
right.
for 3 weeks
right.
the best time of their
which
life
which is their big claim to fame basically
right. they played the Girls Under the Lamppost
yeah
and Sheena Shantese sang the story as she sang this song and at Valentine's Day the
yeah.
Valentine's Day show sorry
yeah.
I'm stumbling over words the Valentine's Day show Anita said you know I'm going to sing this song
yeah.
And
because she was the understudy. Because
she was the understudy yeah. for Sheena. Sheena Shantese. But no, we're really excited about these new songs that we're working on. And I'm actually in talks with David to work on some other music of my own
mm-hmm.
to do some pop music because that's kind of where I got my start. So I'm excited to get back into that.
Yeah.
And we're working, I mean... Working on Anita's costumes is basically a full-time job.
It really is.
So
it
be
really
on the lookout
is.
For those things.
New stuff. And there already is. I mean, for Valentine's Day, there was almost a whole new costume.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
Check out the pictures on Facebook and also the fan page, the Mimosa
yes.
Addict page that is done by one of our most amazing people that work on our show, Jen. So join if you're friends with Sunday Morning Mimosa, also be fans or friends with the fan page as well.
Yes, and do us a favor. We're working full time on this.
Yeah,
we have never asked for anything.
No,
have we asked for anything?
No, we don't ask for nothing.
Nothing. We don't
nothing.
Ask for nothing.
Nope.
We're gonna ask for something now.
Okay.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
Send the link out, SundayMorningMimosa.com, to all your friends.
Post it on Facebook as your status for a little while. Anything you can do helps.
It really does. You'd
yeah.
be surprised how much it helps.
Yeah.
So please, get the word out. Talk to your friends. Word of mouth is the biggest form of advertising.
Pretty much all we've gone with so
yeah,
far. And it's gotten us, you know, really far so far and can get us even farther. So that's it. We're not asking
for much
more.
I don't think we should bore anybody any
no.
further. But, you know, I do want to touch base with one person. She's in the audience here. And I think she has a little insight. Just real quick, Gil, I know he's giving me the finger, as
yeah.
I like to call it.
Yeah.
But everyone knows that Aunt Gina Marie,
mm-hmm.
her son, Joey,
yes.
was supposed to have a gay commitment ceremony with his partner Gino.
Yes.
And that was supposed to happen New Year's Eve.
Yep.
And it got pushed back.
Got pushed back to
And it was supposed
Valentine's
to happen
Day.
On Valentine's Day, but again, and it did not happen.
And now it's sort of an indefinitely
Right. Well,
postponed.
Anita and Gina are not here,
no.
But we do have one of their friends, BJ.
Oh, right.
Bernadette Giacobelli.
Okay.
And BJ, can we
yes.
have you come up? We want to ask you, can
oh,
we get...
No.
Just a quick second.
No. No, I
oh,
can't
come, on.
Come up.
Are you sure?
I can't because...
Oh, come on.
Well, you see that I'm in my hover round, as usual.
Oh, right.
And...
Right.
There's no ramp up there, and there's no way I'm going to get up there. So
okay.
I don't know what...
Can you tell us from there?
I'll just do it from here. I'll just
right.
do it
okay.
from here. That's fine.
So
fine.
Listen, we want to know, what is the inside scoop on the Joey and Gino wedding?
Right. We need, you know, it got canceled or postponed or whatever.
Okay.
We wanna, what's right. going on?
Now, you didn't hear it from me, but what I've heard from Anita
uh-huh. right.
is that Gina Marie, who was going to have it at the... what's it called there?
Mama Lombardi's.
Mama Lombardi's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had the whole thing all set there. And then all of a sudden, she first of all, the payment was late. And then the check bounced. So what are you going to do? I mean, what are they going to do? It's a business. It's a business that they have to run. So you can't just let that stuff go. So according to Anita, she has to... you know, pay the amount that's owed to Mama Lombardi's, plus all the bad check fees and all that. So it's a big mess. It's a big mess.
Are you okay?
Oh,
ooh,
careful.
You all right?
Can I get some water? I need some water over here.
Can we get some water?
Because it is dry in this studio.
Carlos?
You keep it so cold and dry in here.
Well, it's not that bad.
Jesus, I don't know how you two talk up there.
Gil,
it's so long. I said two words over here, and I'm coughing up a lung.
Well, we got some water coming for you.
Okay. Do you have halls? Excuse me.
I don't think
halls?
No, I don't.
Use halls.
I don't have anything.
No.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so that's all I know. And I also heard some rumors from Rudy, my son, who works at the GameStop over at Steinway.
Uh-huh.
I heard some rumors from him because he runs in some of the same circles as her son Joey.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
That him and Joey and that Gino over there, they got into a little bit of a tiff. I don't know if that also factored into all this, but I mean, the main thing was that they couldn't get the hall that they were going to have it at Mama Lombardi's. But I also think that things aren't so great over there. I don't know, but. Again, you didn't hear it from me. I don't.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
really.
Know gossiping, but that's what I heard.
All right. Well,
come on, Gil. We're just getting started.
We're just getting
here.
The good. All right. Well, thank you to BJ.
Yes, thank you, BJ. Be careful. Just be careful getting out. And,
thank you to Nico Vula.
Yes.
Thank you, Tawny. Who else
thank
you want
to
thank?
To
thank
all
you guys. Yes.
Listening and coming out and supporting us in every
yes,
way.
Yes, we love you so much.
Yes.
Now, don't forget. Thursday night at Mix. We're there around 9 o'clock. We'll be starting the dating game at about 10 o'clock.
Yep.
If you want to play the dating game, anyone can play. Let us know.
Yep.
Email
fun.
Us, sundaymorningmimosa@gmail.com.
Yep.
Facebook us, whatever. And then Sundays at brunch, we're there 12 to 4. You're going to love it. Such a good time if you've never been out there
before. It's great.
All right, guys. Thank you so
much.
Thanks,
everybody.
And we will talk to you soon.
Have a great week.